Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Tuesday, December 8th, 2015. I have a very special guest for you today. This is a gentleman that we've interviewed in the past, and he went over his entire training and nutrition plan on how he created an award-winning physique. And he's here today to talk to you more about what's been going on with him, all the new successes that he's created, and also the changes in his both his training and his nutrition strategy that has allowed him to create an even better, more impressive physique. The gentleman that I have the privilege of introducing to you today, his name is Will Tucker. He is an IFPA Pro Champion bodybuilder. He's 100% vegan. We've had him on an episode dated way back in August of 2013, and his nutrition and training has, and by the way, it's 100% vegan, has won him two bodybuilding champions way back then. Now, he's accomplished more since then, and I brought him back to talk about what that is and how he did it. And let's not also forget that he is already in his 40s. He's accomplished these amazing achievements in his 40s. That means anybody could do this at any age. He's also the founder and the operator of his very own vegan fitness training business, both live in person and online. So without further ado, let's give it up for Mr. Will Tucker.
Will, hey, Thomas, how are you?
Hey, I'm wonderful. I'm in Austin, Texas. The sun is shining outside and the weather is comfortable. You are in Arizona, and I'm sure the weather is pretty awesome over there. Will, man, give us an update on what's been going on with you and all of your successes since August 3rd. I mean, this is back in August 12th, 13th, and 14th of 2013. A lot has happened.
Oh, yeah. So much has changed with me since then, Thomas. Well, a few things on the intro. You mentioned that I was a two-time natural bodybuilding champion at that point. I'm happy to announce I'm a four-time champion now. I've won two more overall titles since.
Oh, wow.
The last
nice.
Time we spoke. So, yeah, we got to get up to date and get up to speed. And also, my training regimen has totally changed since the last time we spoke and you interviewed me. So much has, you know, switched with me and, as I said, more accomplishments in the fitness world as well. So where would you like to start is
well,
the question, I guess.
Let's start with the results. So if you've changed your training and nutrition strategies, first of all, have your results that you've been able to achieve changed dramatically also?
I would say it's more impressive with a few tweaks that I've made to my training regimen as well as my lifestyle, nutritionally speaking, and in the gym as well. So I think what I've found that really work, my body really agrees with, and it magnifies, so to speak.
Okay, so it's amplified. So let's talk about the results, and then let's talk about how you achieved those better results. So what kind of results are you talking about? What's changed in your body over the past year and a half?
Definitely more muscle size, way better conditioning when I approach the stage. And all this dates back to last time you interviewed me, I believe even you got a chuckle out of it, how I ate so much. It was like, man, I never seen anybody or heard from anybody that eats as much as you, because I was a regular eater like every 2 hours, and I was big on breakfast and 2 hours later having a snack and 2 hours later eating something and two hours, it was like I was an eating robot.
So oh yeah. You were only eating about 6 or 17 meals a day. That was all.
Exactly. Now I'm here to tell you that, actually I fast every day. I never eat before noon ever.
Whoa.
And approaching my prep for the last show I did back in August, I would fast 23 hours a day and would eat once a day within a 1 hour window.
So you have started, you've incorporated fasting. Now, how long have you been doing that?
I started that back in June. I've been doing some research on it. And as far as life expectancy and some other things, because the digestive system, like I was eating every 2 hours, I was overtaxing it so extreme. I mean, I did get impressive results. However, I was doing, I would say maybe some damage even with
really okay. So,
so
you're saying June of 2015. Right now, today is December 8th, 2015. And
correct.
June of, so just a few months ago, you started doing the fasting. Now, in just those short months, so it's from June till today to today, you're what have the results been? Do you have you been able to measure them? Do you actually have numbers?
Well, I'll tell you this. I did a show back in August 2015 with the Vegan Beef team. I believe you're familiar with them, which are a couple members off the Plant Belt team, along with some new faces in the vegan community. We're all vegan fitness and bodybuilding team. We had a show down in Miami August 15th. So June 1st, I was going to start my prep. As I said, I've been doing research around fasting and how to not lose muscle while you do it. So I applied some of the research, some of the tips I had taken in, and the results were astonishing, Thomas. I mean, I have to tell you, I've never been better conditioned in my life when I hit the stage. People thought I was some type of alien or something. I mean, just because of the approach, it's totally unorthodox. I mean, usually when a guy is getting ready to get on stage, he has this bulking phase, this cutting phase, you know, all those different terms which they apply to it. However, I was viewed as, okay, you're starving yourself. How are you going to pull this off? And it was totally the opposite. So many people were blown away by the end result.
In bodybuilding language, when you say you're more conditioned, what you're referring to is how little body fat you have when you show up and how and how close your skin is sticking to your muscles. So your definition and all of your cuts, that's what you're referring to, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it's a combination of vascularity, as you said, body fat, having a very low body fat, and seeing striations and definitions.
So you're saying that the fasting has given you has gotten you way more shredded than anything else you've ever done in the past.
That's correct.
And you haven't and you didn't lose any muscle during it as well.
I put on muscle.
You put on muscle. How does that even work?
I've done some research. I advise everyone to do their own independent research on this topic. It's controversial to some. But if you apply certain techniques, it seems to work well. A typical day would be like, because of going to the stage, I fasted 23 hours a day. So I would eat once a day within a one-hour window. The body has an amazing way of working with you if you know what you're doing. As I said, I would advise your listeners to do their own research on the topic. I don't want to send anyone out there, you know, following my advice and they don't follow correctly and end up harming themselves.
Okay, so your disclaimer is loud and clear. So let's do this. You're not giving advice. You're just telling people what you did.
Absolutely. So what I did, typical day, I would wake up in the morning. I have a few early morning clients, 5 a.m., 5:30 a.m. Then when I'm done with morning clients around 7 a.m., I would hit the track. I would do fasted cardio, high intensity. I would do maybe 8 sets of 50 to 60-meter sprints all out, which was to activate fast twitch muscle fibers. Continue fasting throughout the day. I have a break during the day, train my other clients. Then in the evening, come in and do my resistance training.
And you still haven't eaten yet.
I haven't eaten. Haven't eaten at all.
What?
That's a funny thing. How in the previous interview, you heard me talk about, you know, how you have a pre-workout meal, a post-workout meal, all that. I threw it all out the window. Like I said, it was totally unorthodox, totally unconventional, nothing that mainstream is going to show you. I cannot work out with food in my system now. I have to work out on an empty stomach. I've changed my whole philosophy as well as the way my body responds. I feel sluggish if I eat before working out. I have to work out on an empty stomach. Now, most people would argue and say, well, you'd be too weak. You do this. My lifts have gotten higher. I've become stronger. And the muscle bellies definitely show.
What? All right. So you go in and you hit the weights. And then when do you eat?
Okay, so now we're approaching 8, 9 p.m. in the evening. The first thing I would do, and like I said, it's done within a one-hour window. I would come home, I'd eat fruit just to my satisfaction until, not overstuffing myself, but just until feel satisfied. typically I do it in a smoothie form, throw just a bunch of fruit in a Vitamix with some ice, blend it, chug it down, maybe a couple bananas too, and wait 20 minutes after the heat, then have a balanced meal, sort of like black beans, quinoa, bunch of broccoli, for example. And this is done within a 1 hour window, and that's it until 23 hours later.
You're gaining mass on a blender full of fruit and some black beans and quinoa. You're getting bigger from just some fruit and some beans and quinoa and broccoli once a day.
I'm here to tell you, supplement free, all the things I've said in the past about having a shake here and a shake there, just constantly eating and constantly, going to relieve myself of all that eating, so to speak. It's a totally different way. It's a totally different philosophy, totally different training strategy. Everything about it is totally different and unorthodox. A lot of people won't get it, won't understand it. They'll swear up and down I'm lying, but I'm living proof.
Wow, I've never heard of anything like this. You do the fruit to satisfaction. Now, does it even matter what kind of fruit you're eating? Is there anything specific about the fruit that you're choosing, or is it any old fruit that'll work?
I would eat any old fruit. I mean, I do have my favorites. I have my go-to recipe is a bunch of strawberries, bunch of raspberries, some fresh squeezed orange juice, pineapple, and mango. That's called my Five Alive, my five fruit blend. Throw it in the blender with a little ice, chug that down, wait 20 minutes, and have a meal. All that within a 1 hour window. And I'm satisfied to the next day. So it was more of a mental and physical journey as well, because you can imagine when the hunger pangs, especially in the beginning, did kick in, I would have to literally like take a nap to take it off of my mind that my stomach is growling. But after my body adapted to it, it's phenomenal. I mean, the mental clarity, the physical, the results, everything. And I did that through my entire prep. I started the prep on June 1st, as I said, and the Vegan Beef team, we competed down in Miami on August 15th. And following that regimen, all the way to the stage, I went there. I won the Masters 40-plus class, the Masters overall, won the Open Lightweight, and the Open overall.
Wow,
everyone else was
goodness.
Gorging and counting calories. And that's one thing. I don't follow all that IIFYM or counting calories. I don't count anything.
How much black beans and quinoa and broccoli are you eating?
Until I feel satisfied.
Does it work if you go beyond satisfied? I'm just imagining myself doing this, starving all day long, and then when it gets down to mealtime, I would be just this ravenous grizzly bear just trying to wolf down all the food matter that I possibly can in that 1 hour window.
Exactly. In the beginning, I did feel that way. In the beginning, it was a challenge, getting the workouts up to par. However, once my body adapted to it, there's no turning back. I understand where you're coming from. In the beginning, it did feel that way. However, within the first week, it started to shift. And now I can't go back to it. And now sometimes I open up the window where it's not 23 hours until I eat, but it's never more than my 8 hour window. The earliest I ever would eat now is noon.
So let's give us an idea of how much food you're actually eating. So how much black beans are you putting down?
Are you speaking during prep or as right now?
When you did that fast. From
when
June to August.
23 hours, yeah, when I was going 23 hours, it would just be a sizable portion. I mean, it wasn't an immense portion. I wasn't eating a whole pot of beans. I would put some on the plate. As I said, kind of balance out with some quinoa and broccoli, for example. The plate would be full, mainly broccoli, but a nice sized portion of the quinoa and beans.
And if two cups, half a cup, or are you
a
even...
cup.
So you're just eyeballing it, or are you just saying whatever makes my stomach feel okay, that's how much I'm eating?
Exactly. I just kind of eyeballed it. I didn't measure it. I don't get into all that where, some guys, you'll see them with a scale when it's time to eat. And, I think that overcomplicates it. They have to get X number of grams of this or X number of grams of that. My thing, and this is kind of the rule I follow now, and I'm working on developing this, is doing more high carbohydrate cyclic fasting. I take in all the carbs I want and, you know, fast cyclically, whether it's 23 hours, 16 hours, however long it is that I go on the fast. I don't weigh anything. I don't count calories ever. So that's, I mean, I have none but respect for the guys who sit there and measure everything out to the gram, but I don't have the discipline nor desire, let's just say that, to do that.
This was your daily routine. You'd get up in the morning, you do your fasted cardio, your 8 sprints, 50 meters at a time, and then in the evening, you would do your weight training, and then after your weight training, you would have your first and only meal, and then you go to sleep and do it all over again.
Correct. And that was the way the training was. I did the AM cardio maybe 3 to 4 times a week. Also, that was only on weight training days. Other days in between, I would rest. So I was probably working out maybe 4, occasionally 5 days a week. Whereas in the past year, me mentioned I was in the gym 6, 7 days a week, working out for 1.5, 2 hours.
What?
And the workouts were shorter, more intense, so I'd be in and out within an hour.
How long does your resistance training workout take?
Anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. Like I said, I would get in and out within an hour in most cases.
And are you doing circuits, or are you resting in between much at all?
It was it would be one day a week. I would do more isolated movements in a superset fashion, meaning I'm working body parts back to back without rest. And that would be one day, one dedicated day. Let's say that fell on a Saturday, for example. I would do more isolation work, more bicep curls, more, let's just say, shoulder press, or whatever the case would be, back-to-back, following that format. On the other 3 days, with a day of rest in between, it would be more the 5x5 format, where I do 5 reps at about 85-90% of the max for 5 sets. And there were the big lifts. There were bench press, deadlifts, leg press, bent over rows, and I would do a standing barbell overhead press. And those are 5 exercises, 5 reps, 5 sets. In each workout, I would attempt to add 5 pounds on. Sometimes that wouldn't happen for a week. I would keep the weight the same for a week and then add 5 pounds the following week. Sometimes I was able to add 5 pounds the following workout or maybe the second workout after. But it was kind of progressing, you know, adding more weight for mass, of course. Lower reps, higher weight.
So you would do the isolation work about 2 to 3 times a week, and then you would do the heavy, the big lifts 2 to 3 times a week, kind of alternating back and forth?
Well, I did the bigger lifts 3 times a week and maybe 1 day a week of isolation.
Okay.
So and that's then, where I would typically be working out 4 days a week. Sometimes I get a 5th one in where I either repeat the isolation or whatever day it fell on. If the last workout was a heavy lift or isolation, I would just do the opposite if I got in there that 5th day a week.
And each of those, lifting days, you're also doing your interval cardio sprints in the morning.
Correct. On the days that I did lift, a rest day is a total rest day.
Wow. This seems really simple. How long would it take you to do the fasted cardio if it was 8 sprints?
Oh, you know, I would just, it would vary between 25, 30 minutes, depending on how much recovery time I took after the sprint. You know, in the beginning, it was a little tougher, you know, getting my heart rate up so high so fast, and then it would take a little longer to come down. But as my body adapted to it, yeah, I would be done with a few sprints in maybe 20 minutes or so.
So you'd bang out 20 minutes of those sprints, and then hit the gym at the later part of the day, 45, 60 minutes, and then you'd eat, and then you're done. And we're going to go ahead and end it right there for now, just for the sake of time. We're going to come back in the next two episodes and complete this entire series. So if you haven't already, make sure you download your own copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide. Just go to veganmusclebook.com. And also, don't forget, we've got a free audio training course on how to raise your metabolism right now. Just go to veganbodyrevolution.com, click on free classes, and you'll see the download for that as well. I hope you enjoy them. I hope you get a lot out of them. If you need any help at all, feel free to send me an email. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. Hope to hear from you. I hope you're doing really, really well, and I hope you're getting great results. And I hope you're also enjoying this podcast. So we'll continue right where we left off in the next podcast episode with Will Tucker. This is your host, Thomas Tadlock of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.